Dennis Kucinich co-chairs the House's Progressive Caucus. He's been speaking out against the Iraq War, against the NAFTA trade deal, and against the Patriot Act. He says he's for a cabinet-level Department of Peace, for universal health care coverage, and for workers' rights. Former Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Ed Garvey will introduce Kucinich at a Saturday night rally in Madison. Garvey says Democrats ought to nominate a progressive like Kucinich or former Vermont Governor Howard Dean.
I think the problem the Democratic Party has had in recent times is that they aren't addressing the problems of working Americans.
Kucinich has been relatively weak at raising money for his campaign, but Garvey says that should not matter.
Naturally, the big funders of the Democratic Party don't like the thought of a Dennis Kucinich, but I think there are a lot more alley cats than there are fat cats in the Democratic Party.
Garvey says he does not want to see Democrats nominate someone who is so conservative that it brings another candidacy from Ralph Nader or some other liberal from outside the party. UW-Madison political scientist Graham Wilson acknowledges Garvey's point, but Wilson says, as evidenced by Bill Clinton, a centrist Democrat can win the White House.
I think that there may be other circumstances which arise. For example, if the economy collapses, if there's some developments that we can't foresee that make President Bush unelectable or unreelectable, then perhaps anybody could win. But in the normal course of things, I think it is reasonable to expect that somebody more to the center would have a better chance of winning.
Dennis Kucinich will hardly be the last Democratic presidential contender to stop here. Howard Dean, Al Sharpton, and Massachusetts Senator John Kerry are all scheduled to be at the state Democratic convention in 2 weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.